King Kong and Little Kong in Godzilla vs. Kong, the New Empire. Welcome to the week ending March 31st, 2024 edition of Silver Screen Previews on the Buzzsprout podcast and all major podcasts. And of course, live on Instagram Live, we are joining you. My name is Rob Martin. On the other side of the aisle, we welcome back the lovely and talented Vivian Gold. Hello, Vivian. How are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, we're talking about Godzilla versus Kong. I know this is the movie you've been waiting for the entire year already. of course, I'm just joking. I know. But we both saw it. What was your opinion of Godzilla x Kong or versus Kong, the New Empire?
Yeah, so first of all, I just wanted to state the fact that this is the 38th film in the Godzilla franchise. And yes, the 13th film in the King Kong franchise. So, you know, particularly as it applies to the Godzilla franchise, you know, this is, there's obviously been so many of them.
Oh, yeah.
And this one was one that nobody asked for or wanted or needed. I will just say that much. And I mean, I'll go into more detail. So, yeah, for me, this was a really mindless monster movie. It was all spectacle and no substance, but even the spectacle was not impressive. And the visual and special effects were very unimpressive, very poorly done.
Interesting.
This was a really just overstimulating mess that gave me a headache. And it just
I didn't mean to. Please forgive me, Vivian. I made you watch this thing.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. I know you had allergies and stuff, so I'm sure that didn't help either.
Yeah, that's okay. And the comedic aspects that were in some of the dialogue and stuff, you know, that just felt very forced, and all of those comedic moments fell really flat and just didn't work. This movie was no comparison to the far superior Godzilla Minus One movie that came out in December of last year that actually I also reviewed. I was on the show when reviewed it.
So this is not the first time I forced you to watch a Godzilla movie.
But I liked Godzilla Minus One. I thought that one was well done. So unfortunately, this one was not. The characters were all very one-dimensional and felt like caricatures. The plot was convoluted, and the script and dialogue, it was all very poorly written. And I really felt like some of my brain cells died while I was watching this movie. I was also bored, by the way, and I will say that this is just one of the dumbest movies that I have ever seen.
Did you buy the popcorn holder with the Godzilla on top of the drink or the King Kong? No?
I did not.
Okay, I thought that might have cheered you up while you were watching this thing.
No, I just had some water, that was it.
What kind of cheap water, date was this guy? Did you see this on some kind of date or something, or was it just yourself?
No, it was just me. I was just by myself.
You poor gal. Did you ever see any Godzilla movies before Godzilla Minus One?
Yeah, I did when I was younger. I definitely did. I don't remember all the titles exactly of all of them because it's kind of
so many.
Hard to remember all the, but yeah, no, I did. I did. I think definitely one from the 90s. Forget what that one is called. But
1998 one with Matthew Broderick?
Right, yeah.
That's the
that
one?
One. Oh, yes, God. That was the one. this one was just horrible. Not the 1998 one. I'm talking about
this one right now. Okay, the one.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite as bad as this.
Would you say that there is more of a concentration here on the action compared to the human aspect? Or did you think that there should have been a lot more human aspect instead of the monsters?
Yeah, there was definitely a huge focus on the monsters and, you know, them fighting and everything.
Compared to Minus One.
the human aspect was, yeah, it was really not there. Yeah, like, it was, for Godzilla Minus One, there was a lot of a focus on that humanity and everything. But here, in this one, there was not. And, you know, the main characters, the main human characters, like I said, they were all very one-dimensional. Yeah. And, like, they really weren't even the focus. And then, like, the other humans that were, you know, like, I guess you could say extras, whatever, that's how they were treated. Just, like, you know, they could be, like, crushed by things and, you know, yeah. Just, like, they weren't, it was like they were ants, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
well, that's what you expect when you have a situation like this. And you have all the computer-generated graphics.
For me, I really like more of a focus on humans rather than these monsters. Like, it could be both. It could be a focus on the monsters and the humans, and it could be, like, you know, combined and done well. But, yeah, this was overly focused on these monsters, and yeah, there wasn't much substance there.
Was there any actor that you liked their performance at all in this movie, or was just they were all just terrible?
I thought that Rebecca Hall was fine. I mean, I think she's a really good actress.
I agree.
She wasn't given much to work with here. Like, it's not necessarily her fault, you know what I mean? I thought her performance was fine with what she was given with.
Yeah, they're looking at a green screen, you know? It's not much to visualize for them.
Yeah.
I got you. So, a thumbs down for Vivian Gold on Godzilla.
Exactly, a thumbs down. I forgot to actually say that, but yes, thumbs down.
The New Empire. Ooh. This film, of course, is in wide release and is rated PG-13. Now, you're going to get a lot of backlash from many Godzilla and King Kong fans are saying that, Vivian, you just don't understand the fandom. You don't understand the culture behind these films. They have such a rich history, and it's so fantastic to see them fighting, and in this case, fighting an enemy together, which is what you have, instead of the first movie, which was came out in 21, where you were actually having them fight against each other. Now they're joining forces here to fight something else. But I will agree with you 100% and give this film a thumbs down for Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. It's just like watching a video game intro. I mean, the graphics, the CGI are just so horrible. It's very comparable to the Planet of the Apes CGI. This is terrible. I know the action is good and the action is strong. But what you have is a very telling feature of the lack of superior special effects compared to, for example, Godzilla Minus One, which they won an Oscar for. That is the difference. In that one, you could see, you could feel like the monster was real. And that's the advancement in technology that they use for that film. And then you got to credit the Japanese and Toho for that. But when you have the stateside American version of Godzilla, they super rely on this horrible, you know, played out CGI that it seems like they can't get to that level above that they need to that makes the film succeed. They didn't improve anything on 21. It's the same CGI strategy, and that's why they failed here in this film. Now, the Scar King villain really brings something to the table, but it's not enough. It's not enough. You really see also the scaling of the monsters, the way they are shown on camera by the director. It seemed like they were being smallified, if that's a word. So usually monsters you see from low up, from the ground up to high. Here you see a lot of high to low. And that makes the films terribly suffer because the monsters don't seem like monsters right there. And then when you finally see them, they're given to you like on a half grade. And that's not good enough. So very, very sad. It's not strong enough for adults, I thought. If you're a fan, of course, you're going to tell me I'm crazy, and I understand that. But for kids, the kids are just going to gobble this up. And that's why this is another one of those films where the parents just drop off the kids and just forget it, just drop them off. They're going to love the movie. We'll go watch something else. But that's why it's number one at the box office, and that's why they've made a ton of money so far. And they will continue to make money as long as this thing is in theaters in a wide release. But unfortunately for me, I have to give it a thumbs down because of the lack of human story and the subpar CGI graphics and effects, unfortunately. So thumbs down. And Vivian Gold also gives it a thumbs down. So let's move on to the second and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews. And that is In the Land of Saints and Sinners. It's rated R. It's in a wide release, directed by Robert Lorenz. And it stars Liam Neeson, Carrie Condon, and Kieran Hines. In 1970s Ireland, Finbar, who leads a quiet life, is tested when a group of terrorists arrive, and he has to defend his family and friends. Here's a clip from Saints and Sinners in wide release right here on Silver Screen Previews. All right, so that's Jack Gleason and the legendary Liam Neeson in the Land of Saints and Sinners, wide release, rated R. There's the clip from that film. All right, Vivian Gold, your review of this film.
I thought this was a well-made period crime drama slash action thriller set in the 1974 Ireland, to be more specific. Mm. This movie had much more heart and substance than the average action thriller, and it was also very character-driven, more thoughtful, and more of a slow burn than other contemporary action thriller films that I've seen. There is, of course, strong acting from Liam Neeson, and there was also a really excellent standout performance from Carrie Condon as the bad girl in this movie.
Yes, she is.
And yeah, she was really intimidating.
Yeah, and I got scared too.
Yeah, and I thought it was also interesting how they made, you know, the main bad guy actually a bad girl. So,
yeah.
And I thought that the, you know, the period setting, the 1970s era, was really authentic. It felt really authentic the way that they, you know, brought it to life here. So, yeah, I enjoyed this film. And for me, this is a thumbs up.
All right, so thumbs up from Vivian Gold on In the Land of Saints and Sinners in wide release, rated R, with the legendary Liam Neeson. Now, this film takes place in the 1970s, as you mentioned, during the NRA War. So that was basically a very hard time in Ireland. So that encompasses really this story of Vivian, where you have that going on, and you have superior acting, which is a quality that you don't get too much these days. And I think that Liam Neeson just kind of like fell into his own, you know, personal glove. He felt comfortable here. He's not forcing anything. He's not doing a paycheck movie, because this is a film of substance. And you have many quality actors paving the way for telling of this entire story. The way it's shot from Robert Lorenz is spectacular. As you mentioned, the cinematography. But also what works here really well is the editing. And on top of that, you have the whole specter of, okay, you have this terrorist group led by Carrie Condon, and you don't know what they're going to do next and who they're going to eliminate next, because the story is pretty much told to you in the first act, what is the setup. So you're waiting for a shoe to drop, another shoe to drop. What's going to happen next? You start putting things together. Meanwhile, Liam Neeson is trying to fight for his life, as you discover in the second act. And in the third act, you have to find out whether or not he survives or not. So this is a very strong performance, not only by just them, but also for actors just like Jack Gleason, who plays the impromptu sidekick to Liam Neeson in this character of Finbar. But also, there's a one favorite scene of mine where I think Jack Gleason, Jack, right there, like in that one clip, but also where Dorian, who played by Condon, is heading to Finbar's home. And so they're looking for Finbar, that little group of terrorists. So what happens is that they, in the process, wreck his car. And so he's pissed off, but he's hiding in the mountain along with Jack Gleason. So they're trying to see whether or not they're going to leave. And they don't leave. So Liam Neeson and Jack Gleason are forced to, I guess, sleep the night up in the mountain, overlooking, seeing what happens down below, whether or not they're going to leave too. But I'll just leave it at that. But that was a very poignant scene where you feel the tension, and that's very well acted by Carrie Condon in this movie, as well as Liam Neeson. So yeah, fantastic film, I thought. Well acted, well paced as well. You didn't feel like there were any dead spots here at all. The subplots were also working very well. The exterior characters were also all spectacular and well written. So I give this film once again a thumbs up for In the Land of Saints and Sinners in wide release, rated R. All right, so we both agree on that one. Let's do a quick recap of this week's films on Silver Screen Previews. First, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Vivian Gold.
Yeah, this was a mess of a movie, just a mindless, mind-numbing monster movie that we just did not need. We didn't need it. Like, they should have just not done this, honestly, in my opinion.
They should have saved the money for you. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It was no comparison to the much, much better Godzilla Minus One from December of last year.
Yes.
And this movie was all about these monsters and them fighting, and the humans took a back seat. There was like really no focus on the humans, like, right. You know, and it was really missing that human aspect. And the CGI was awful. It did not feel real at all, and it looked cheap. And it was, on top of everything, it was like not even entertaining for me. Like, I felt bored, and I felt like overly stimulated and bored at the same time somehow, because it was like all this action, but it was just like, you know, just a mess. So so thumbs down for me.
Very good. Thumbs down. You know what? I did give this movie a thumbs down. I'll give credit to Dan Stevens, who plays the vet in this movie. He does provide some comic relief to kind of dissuade you from being completely trampled by the effects and by the subparness of the film. But yeah, overall, it's just horrible. And a 10-step drop from what we saw in Godzilla Minus One. So unfortunately, I have to give this film as well a thumbs down for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. All right, the second and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews, In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Vivian Gold.
Yeah, this was a well-done action thriller with heart and substance. And, I really liked the 1970s Ireland setting. It felt very authentic. I liked that all the actors were also Irish, and like it gave it such a very authentic feel, and the cast was all very strong. They all gave excellent performances, and of course the standout performances were Liam Neeson as the main character, and then also Carrie Condon as the bad girl, main bad girl.
Yes.
And I loved how the film was shot. I loved seeing the Irish countryside. And I liked how this was different from really most of the other contemporary action thriller films that I've seen, because it was like much more thoughtful, just a lot more substance there. And it was very character driven. And I enjoyed it. So it was a thumbs down. Thumbs up, sorry. I was still thinking about Godzilla. I was like, wow, it's a hard thumbs down.
Godzilla is permeating in your subconscious, is trying to make you thumbs down every other movie on the show.
This was the thumbs up,
All right, thumbs up from Vivian Gold on In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Also, a thumbs up for me. Strong acting from everybody here. Finally, Liam Neeson breaks out of his paycheck movies and delivers a strong performance here, as well as Carrie Condon, and a fantastic directorial effort here from Robert Lorenz. Tremendous plot, works well, editing is nice and smooth, and the pacing works. And that's what the story comes through, when you can see everything come together. Like, yes, this is a winner. Go check it out for yourself. It's In the Land of Saints and Sinners, in wide release, rated R. All right, Vivian Gold, where can we catch you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at Vivian Von Foxy. I'll just type that in the chat.
She does type it, so you guys don't forget. So go visit her site. Go like her. Go follow her if you want to. Like all her stuff. That's why she's here. She's there here to make sure you get it right and you subscribe to all her updates. Do you have anything of importance, any kind of performances coming up, Vivian?
No, I don't have any performances going on right now. I'm just working on various life things at the moment.
Very good.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on with that.
Very good.
No performances at the moment.
Nothing yet. But in the future, you never know. So next time she comes on, she could have something going on. So we'll promote that, obviously, and we'll get everybody to the needed links and pages so that we make sure that we can find out when and where that's happening. Very good. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
All right. Excellent. Vivian Gold, once again, thank you for your excellent reviews. We want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight's show of Silver Screen Previews and also on the Buzzsprout podcast. Programming note, we do not know yet if we're going to be back here on Sunday, but stay tuned. I will let you guys know within, I guess, 48 hours if we will have a show on next Sunday or not. All right, so in the meantime, on behalf of Vivian Gold, I'm Rob Martin, and we'll catch you next time right back here on Silver Screen Previews.